We have a special guest today.
今天我们有个特别的讲员。
Pastor William is taking his vacation.
因为 Pastor William 他休假。
He invited Pastor Bob to preach for him.
他就请这个讲员来帮我们证道。
So I'm taking this opportunity to ask him to preach at this second service as well.
所以把我们今天特别讲员介绍给大家。
Yeah, Pastor Bob is an old friend.
Pastor Bob 是我们的老朋友了。
It doesn't mean that he's old, but he's just our old friend.
不是说他年纪大，而是跟我们相识很久。
So I don't think I need to spend a lot of time to introduce him.
所以我想我不需要花时间来介绍大家，介绍他。
So Pastor Bob.
Thank you, Pastor Wong. I consider it an honor and a privilege to come and share with you.
谢谢黄牧师的介绍，我非常有荣幸跟大家一起学习神的话语。
I consider you all good friends.
我大家都是我的朋友。
And I can remember, I think, the very first time I shared here.
我想记得我第一次在这里证道。
I can't remember the year, but it was right before you guys did a retreat at Lynn College.
好像就是你们去 Lynn College 参加退休会的那一年。
Maybe 15 years ago, something like that.
差不多十五年前。
But it's a blessing to be here. I'm grateful for Connie for having the patience with me as I share. Hopefully, I won't go too fast.
Thank you.
I want to take a few minutes and share with you a little story first. As most of you know me, I usually...kind of do it backwards. I share a story first and then get to the message rather than the message and insert a story.
如果你了解我的话，我会通常在正道的开始跟大家分享一些故事，然后才进入正题。
Let me start with a question. How many of you like omelets?
让我问大家个问题，有多少人喜欢吃 omelet?
How many of you guys would rather have an omelet as compared to just scrambled eggs with no salt, pepper, or anything in them?
那有多少人是只是喜欢吃一般的 scramble 就是炒鸡蛋自己要加佐料的那一种
Maybe yes, no. I want to let you know, every weekday, I make my wife an omelet for breakfast before she goes to work.
跟大家分享一个秘密就是礼拜一到周一到周五我每天早上要给我太太做一个 omelet 在早餐。
I have a system.I get up in the morning around 5 every morning.
我每天早上五点起床。
Even on the weekends, because my dogs wake me up. They don't know the difference between weekend and weekday.
周末的时候也是五点，因为我的狗分不清周末还是周平常。
And I let them out.
我让他们把他们放出来。
They come back in. I start the coffee maker.
所以他们回来以后，我就开始煮咖啡。
I feed the dogs.
喂狗。
And I start getting things out to make an omelet. I get out the pan, the eggs, the spinach, the green pepper, and the onion.
所以我就开始准备佐料，要做 omelet 的佐料。
Faithfully every morning.
日复一日的每天这样做。
Now I want to say I don't want to put any other husbands in any undue pressure because my wife just happens to get up. She has to be out to work earlier than me, so I don't want to just be laying around in bed.While she's running around, so I decided I'd make her omelet every morning.
不是想把在座的各位男同胞们施加压力，是因为我的太太每天要很早上班，所以我想我每天早上至少可以帮她做早餐。
By the way, I also iron her clothes every morning. Iron the clothes for my wife.
Too much pressure. 每天早上我还要烫衣服，每天早上。
And if you've been married for more than 5 years, wives, it's too late to train your husband now. He's too late.
各位女同胞，如果你已经结婚超过五年了，现在再开始 training 他们太晚了。
So I want to talk a few minutes about omelets today. Whenever I travel with our college ministry, our college students, or with high school students, I help coach a cross-country team. I always like to stop at a hotel that has breakfast.
因为我多年以来参加的学生的事工，所以常常要带队高中生或者大学生们出去有 retreat。那我通常会喜欢在一个酒店叫 M
And so I found this hotel called Embassy Suites that does a very nice job with a buffet breakfast. They serve the eggs, the waffles, the French toast, but they also have an omelet station.
我就很喜欢住在一个叫 Embassy Suite 的地方，因为它那里有就是早餐，免费的早餐，而且有各种各样的零零总总，特别它有一个 station 专门是做 omelet。
So you can get whatever you want, and you can also stand in line for a custom-made omelet.
你可以自己随意取你想要的东西，也可以排队等着这个 omelet.
And so when I go away with a team or our campus ministry, the students and they can get whatever they want. And when I go away with the team, the students and their parents can get whatever they want to eat for breakfast, and it's right there in the hotel, so we can get our breakfast done and on our way.
所以我带队很多人出行的时候通常这样很受欢迎，因为每个人都可以选他自己想要吃的。
So when I go to Orlando, I always stay at this one Embassy Suites where there's a man named Pee-wee who makes the omelets at the omelet station.
我每次去到 Orlando 的时候我就喜欢在一个Embassy Suite, 因为那边有一个厨师是专门做 omelet, 他叫 Pee-wee.
Now I don't think he was given the birth name Pee-wee. I thinkHe just ended up being really short, and so everyone calls him Pee-wee.
我想这不是他的本身真实的名字，因为他个子不高，所以大家取的外号叫 Pee-wee.
And see, Pee-wee's from Brooklyn.
Pee-wee 是从纽约的 Brooklyn 来的。
And he's an Italian guy.
他是一个意大利裔的。
And he likes to talk it up at the omelet station and gets talking, and he fills his tip jar with money because of how nice he is and what he says and all this kind of stuff.
所以他是很喜欢跟顾客交谈的人，所以通常他一边做一边跟顾客聊天，所以他的那个小费一直都满满的。
So as you can tell, I've been to this one Embassy Suites near Disney World quite a few times.
所以你可以知道说我在Disney 不是我在 Orlando 的这个 Embassy Suite 去过很多次。
And so about 2 months ago, I went there with some of our staff from Waves Campus Ministries to do a mini retreat.
大概两个月以前我跟着我们教会的我们一起去那边去做退休会。
And we did some physical things like a high ropes course, we did some spiritual things, but we also were at the hotel and we ate breakfast.
我们一起来查经祷告也一起做一些运动然后我们当然理所当然住进了这个 Embassy Suite.
And so our retreat was Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and soAll night Thursday night, I talked up amongst our staff, you're going to have an amazing breakfast tomorrow morning. Pee-wee is going to be making us omelets.
因为我们的退休会是礼拜四、五、六，那么我在礼拜四的时候就大做广告，告诉每一个人说，明天的早餐你会吃到 Pee-wee 亲手做的 omelet.
And so we got up fairly early the next day. We need to be at our first thing, which was like at 7:30. So we got to breakfast at 6:30 in the morning, ready for our omelets.
因为我们第二天要很早，大概七点半要到会场，所以我们六点半就开始去吃早餐了。
And so we come down to breakfast, and we see all the stuff, and they had like scrambled eggs and bacon and all that kind of stuff.But they were just kind of like second thought compared to the omelet.
我们第二天早上看到这个早餐非常的丰盛，有各种各样的，有炒鸡蛋，还有培根，零零总总的美式早餐。但是，就是我们想一定要等到吃 omelet.
At 6:30, there was no Pee-wee, but there was a long line for the omelet station.
六点半的时候 ，Pee-wee 还没有在，但是已经看到排起了长队。
But nobody was making omelets, not even Pee-wee.
但是没有人在那边帮忙做 omelet.
And so me and the people with me, we waited around for like 10 minutes in the omelet station line.
所以我们在那边排队等 omelet, 大概等了十分钟左右。
Looking at our watch and saying, man, we got to be somewhere soon.
然后一直看我们的表说我们最好得快一点了。
And so we made a decision, I guess they're not serving omelets today, we're not going to wait in line,And I think a lot of other people made that same decision.
所以我和几个人我们就决定说，哎，可能今天没有人来做 omelet， 已经来不及了。然后排队的很多人也这样想。
Because people would get in line for a little bit, and then they'd see nothing's happening, and they walk away.
有的人来排队看一下下情况，感觉没有人，没有人在这边，所以他们就走开了。
So I went to another part of the buffet. I got the bland scrambled eggs that probably came from a big plastic bag, and they just mixed it up.
所以我就到另一边，就是做那种大包的那种冻的鸡蛋，然后把它们再做好做熟的那种鸡蛋。
And I was sitting there with my associates, looking over at the omelet station.And kind of actually in our minds, just kind of making fun at the people who are still in line for the omelet. We're going, don't, you know, the omelet station's closed, nobody's coming, and we were kind of content eating our scrambled eggs.
所以我和我的一些朋友们，我们就坐在 omelet station 的对面，看着这些排队的人说，他们怎么没有人坐，他们还在排队呢？所以我们就先将就吃我们的鸡蛋。
But then at 7 o'clock, guess who shows up?
七点一到
Pee-wee shows up at 7, right? So I've got like all my breakfast pretty much eaten, just the basic stuff, and here's Pee-wee. He shows up making some omelets, and in a very short period of time, people come out of the line walking past me with their specially made Pee-wee omelets.
七点一到，然后 Pee-wee 来上班了。这个时候那些排队的人就可以拿到 omelet, 然后他们有的时候拿过来还看我一眼。
So I went from making fun of people waiting in the omelet line to going, I settled for second best. I should have stayed in the omelet line.
所以我就在那叹气说，我不应该将就的，应该多等一会儿的，应该拿到我的 omelet.
So I want to use that example to move into God's word today as we look at the life of Abram. Abram was called from the land of Ur to go into Canaan land.So we're going to look at that today and see how Abraham settled for God's best, not second best.
今天我用这个故事跟大家分享的就是我的主题，就是说，不要将就。我们这个看到了今天的是在创世纪讲到亚伯兰，神要带他到一个有神要他去的地方，他没有将就。
So before we read in Genesis chapter 11, let's pray. Father, we thank you.For your word, we thank you that it's true and alive. Father, we pray that you would speak to us through your word today. Father, we especially remember this weekend as we just have a chance to dwell and think about those who have given their lives for our freedoms. Lord, we pray that you would bless their families. Lord, that this weekend just wouldn't be a regular weekend, but we truly fix our eyes on you and the blessings that you've given to us.We thank you that we can get into your word, and we thank you for this church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, so Genesis chapter 11, verses 31 through 32.
创世纪第十一章三十一到三十二节。
Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife, and they went forth together from the Ur of Chaldeans to the land of Canaan.But when they had came to Haran, they settled there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.
他拉带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒莱，出了加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。他拉共活了205岁，就死在哈兰。
So as we look at this, we see that they were called to go to Canaan, but they came to Haran, and they settled there.
我们从这个故事看到，其实他们应该被召要去迦南地的，但是他们却只是到了哈兰这个地方。
So why was that? Well, here's a picture of the map of that area.
这就是当时的这个地图。
We see Ur over in the yellow.
乌尔就是黄色的部分。
We see Haran up top, and we see Canaan over in the red.
然后哈兰就是粉红色的那个地方，还有就是迦南地。
So they got to Haran, and you have to wonder why they stopped. Why didn't they keep going in to the Canaan land, the promised land?
大家可能会说，从乌尔出发去到哈兰的地方，为什么他们就停下了脚步，不再继续去迦南地呢？
Well, if you look at where Haran is, it's right between the Tigris and the Euphrates River.
那个在上面的是那个亚兰的那个地方，哈兰的地方是在一个 Tiger River 那个地方。
And this whole area was known as the Fertile Crescent, and I think it still is known as the Fertile Crescent, a very fertile area, lots of life and lots of vegetation.
哈兰一直到今天都还是被称为一个地肥水美的地方。
So they stopped there for 5 years.
所以他们在哈兰停留了五年。
Why did they stop?
为什么他们停留在那里？
I think they got there and said, "This is really nice."
他们到了那里，可能就觉得说这个地方很适合安居乐业。
And as they say in real estate, location, location, location.
就好像做房地产的人一再强调位置，位置，位置。
And they got there and they're going like.What's the difference? We've gone 500 miles to here. We got about another 400 miles to go. Does it really matter? We're out of Ur, where they worshipped idols and all that kind of stuff. And we're here, and we're not quite there, but we're here. This is okay, right?
他们可能在想说，我们离开了约尔那个拜偶像之地，我们现在大概行了500个 mile， 然后到哈兰这个地方，地肥水美，为什么还要再继续要走，还要走一半的距离呢？
Now, as we continue reading in Scripture, we'll see what happened. Okay, so continuing in Genesis chapter 11, 31 through 12, 8, this is what God says to Abram right here in verse 1 of chapter 12. He says, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and to your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in all your families of the earth shall be blessed.
12章1到3节，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家。往我要所指示你的地去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也叫别人得福，为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
Now I don't know how this translates, but as it says there, now the Lord said to Abram, it's actually that said is past tense. It's not the Lord said to Abram right there while he was in Haran. He had actually reminded him of what he had said back to him in Ur.
如果大家留意这个当时的这个语法，十二章第一节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地等等，那些是他以前说的，而不是在当时那个情景下说的，是之前就已经这样跟他讲的。”
This is supported in Scripture in Acts chapter 7, where Stephen said, "Brothers and fathers, hear me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived."In Haran, and he said to him, "Go out from your land and from your kindred, and go to the land that I will show you."
这个也在《使徒行传》七章二到三节讲过。斯提凡说：“诸位父兄，请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在美索不达米亚还未往哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说：‘你要离开本地和亲族，往我要所要指示你的地方去。’”
And also in Genesis.Where it says, he said to him, this is God speaking to Abram, the Lord, it says, I am the Lord who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess.
同时在创世纪十五章，神也对亚伯兰说过，耶和华又对他说，我是耶和华，曾领你出了加勒底的吾尔，为要将这地赐你为业。
So they got over here to Haran, and he was convinced, basically,by his father to settle. He was probably honoring his dad, and he just got, well, we'll stop here for a while. We'll stop in Haran.
所以当他们到了哈兰的时候，可能是因为亚伯兰的父亲坚持要留在哈兰，他为了孝比较有守孝道，所以就在哈兰停留。
But Abram had to make a decision. Was he going to leave his father?And do what God wanted him to do, or was he going to stay with his father?
所以亚伯兰就要做一个选择，他是应该听神的，继续前行到迦南地呢，还是听他父亲的，先留在哈兰？
You see, the Bible tells us, if we look in Scripture, that actually Abraham's father was an idol worshiper.
如果你看圣经，你会知道亚伯兰的父亲其实他是拜偶像的。
And he was okay just going halfway. Hey, you. You told me we should move, we move, but this is good enough.
他觉得其实不要到达目的地是可以的，因为我们已经离开了神要我们离开的地方。
But Abram followed the Lord and left his father behind.
但是亚伯兰听了神的话。
So we'll continue reading. So Abram went as the Lord told him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out to go to the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land, a place called Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁，亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口都带往迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地，亚伯兰经过那里，到了示剑的地方，摩利橡树那里，那时迦南人住在那里。耶和华向、
And then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, To your offspring, I will give this land. So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved to the hill country in the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛，从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是埃。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
So Abram followed through on his commitment to go all the way from Ur all the way into Canaan.
所以亚伯兰是守了跟神之间的约，他离开了乌尔，然后一直到达迦南地。
He could have stopped in Haran and had a great life.
他其实可以停留在哈兰，在那里安居乐业的。
Away from idols.
就是已经离开了拜偶像的地方。
Away from the people who were there that were corrupted.
已经离开了那些败坏的那些人们。
But he chose to follow through on what God wanted for him. He didn't settle for second best, and he did not compromise.
但是他因为遵循神的旨意，一直要到达迦南地才能够停留，所以他没有迁就。
Now the Bible's full of people who did compromise.
但是圣经当中也讲到很多人他们会迁就。
Even Abram compromised.
甚至亚伯兰也有迁就。
If you remember once Abram settled into the land of Canaan, God told him that he and his wife were going to have a child.
你记得在亚伯兰和他的太太撒来到了应许地的时候，神应许他们会有一个孩子。
And if you remember the story when the sojourners passed through and they told Abram they were going to have a child, that Sarah laughed.
你还记得吗？当时有天使跟撒来讲说你要有一个孩子，当时撒来是笑这个说法。
So God told them they were going to have a child, and they waited for a number of years, and it hadn't happened yet.
所以就是神应许他们会有自己的孩子，但是过了很多年都没有动静。
So if you remember, they took matters into their own hands, and Sarah said to Abram, "I'm still not pregnant. Why don't you take?" Hagar,
你还记得吗？因为过了很多年，撒来还是没有生育，所以他就跟亚伯兰说：“我现在因为还是没有孩子，为什么你不跟我的侍女，就是夏甲
，and have a child with her，
跟他一起有一个孩子
？”And we see the trouble that came out of that.
所以我们就看到因祸从那个时候发生。
And even in the story of Abram and Lot separated, and it said.That Abraham took one area in the rural part of Canaan.
在亚伯兰后来和罗德他们之间也从地产上开始分开，亚伯兰就去到比较在迦南地比较荒的地方。
Yet Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom.
然后罗德选择了在迦南地比较肥美的地方。
See, Lot knew the trouble in Sodom. He knew the immorality in Sodom. He knew the rebelliousness in Sodom. But he chose to pitch his tent in that direction.
尽管罗德其实当时已经知道他要将选择的那个地方其实有一些败坏，但是他还是选择了那里。
See, he thought he could do both. He could, yes, follow after God, but also keep his hand in the world.
当时罗德他想说他可以遵行神的旨意，但同时他也可以将就，可以跟世界为伍。
Just like Abram, he thought he was following God's will, but he stepped out. God told him that he and Sarah would have a child, yet he chose to try to rationalize the situation to make it work out.
就好像当时神应许亚伯兰 和撒莱他们会有自己的孩子，但是他们终究没有耐心等到，用了人的办法。
See, God honors obedience.
神会纪念听从他，顺从他的。
God honors no compromise.
神会纪念那些不将就的。
So I relate that to the eggs.
所以我就用这个来跟用鸡蛋来做比喻。
In our lives, many times, God says, I want to give you an omelet.
很多时候我们生命当中神说我给你预备了上好的 omelet.
With nice avocado.
有很好吃的牛油果。
And all the trimmings.
还有很多好吃的。
But we choose for a plate of scrambled eggs.
但是我们去选择吃了平凡的煎鸡蛋。
Because we go, well, eggs are eggs, right? Eggs are eggs. We can do a little of this. It's okay. It's still eggs.
我们想说反正都是鸡蛋不都一样吗？
But God says, no, there's a difference.
但神说不一样，有区别。
So I want to talk to us about today how we can compromise.
所以今天我们在讲到迁就这个课题的时候。
And I think many times we as believers, we do compromise in our Christian walk, and we don't really understand how we do it.
其实放眼今天，我们其实在我们生命当中很多时候是在迁就这个世上的东西。
You see, as a believer in Christ, I kind of look at it this way with the map, is that Ur is like being away from God, totally, not connected with God, and Haran is like hearing the gospel and kind of believing it, like, oh yeah, I kind of believe that.
就好像我看今天的地图，乌尔这个地方就是完全是拜偶像的，是拜坏的地方，不信神的。那哈兰这个地方就是信神的，就是只是单纯的信神而已。
Sorry, that was a hard paragraph to translate. After I said it, I'm like, what did I say? All right, and then, but to moving to, from Haran to Canaan land is like where we surrender our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
但是从哈兰又继续前行到迦南地的时候，那个代表我们真正是顺从神的旨意，到他让我们去的应许地。
And God wants us to be in Canaan land.
神希望我们到应许地迦南。
But many times we want to be in Canaan land, yet we also want to have a foot in the world.
但是很多时候我们既想去到神的应许地，但是又不想跟世界脱离。
Especially in today's world, we want to try to fit in with other people and what they believe.
特别是在当今，我们是想尽心思怎么样跟这个世界上能够属于这个世界。
People who are not truly believers, who are far from God, and we want to try to fit into what they believe and how they act so we don't offend them or upset them.
因为当今世界上有很多人是不信神的，所以他们所做所行，我们做基督徒的也在察言观色，也想尽自己的办法去能够属于他们当中看起来不那么碍眼。
But when we do that, we're like Lot who pitches our tent towards Sodom.
我们这样做的时候，我们就像极了罗德当时所做的选择，选了这个 Sodom， 这个他明知败坏的地方。
We hold on to the things of the world so we don't offend, so we look good, and so we can have the best of both worlds.
我们既信神，但是又不想失去世界，不想跟世界为敌。
That's our thinking. I can be a Christian.And do this, or I can be a Christian and think this way.
就是说，我是基督徒，我信神，但是呢，我也会相信一些属世的，然后也要跟他们做同样的事情。
And we try to be a Christian and fit in with the culture.
我们是基督徒，但是我们想尽办法要适应这个世界的潮流。
In the book of Revelation, it talks about lukewarm Christians. Does lukewarm translate? Okay. Kind of like room temperature Christians.
圣经当中也讲到说，就是 lukewarm， 就是半热半热的半吊子基督徒。
It's like I either like hot coffee or iced coffee.
就像我或者我喜欢热的咖啡，或者是冰咖啡。
Now I get up early, I get my cup of coffee, and it takes me 3 hours to drink a cup of coffee.
我早上很早起来煮咖啡，但是我花3小时才喝完咖啡。
Because I take some sips, and it gets cold, gets room temperature. I put a little more in. I may stick it in the microwave 3 or 4 times during the morning.
我喝一口，可能过一会儿忙着就凉了。我再加些热的，再用微波炉把它热了再喝。
Because I have to reheat that coffee.
我必须让咖啡喝进去是热的。
Because I don't like room temperature coffee. That's the worst. I'd rather have iced coffee or hot coffee, but not room temperature coffee.
因为我只喝热的和凉的，但是我不能接受室温的咖啡。
Am I the only one, or is everybody else? Any room temperature coffee people here? No. We typically don't like room temperature coffee.
因为大概大家都不太喜欢不凉不热的咖啡。
But I think that's a lot like a believer in Christ who tries to blend in with the environment.
这个就好像有些基督徒我们要跟世界的潮流，跟上世界的潮流。
That whole idea of being room temperature is like trying to fit in with the environment. If this bottle of water were in a refrigerator, it would be cold. We leave it out in the environment. It takes on the temperature of the environment.
就好像这瓶水，如果我们把它放在外面，不放在冰箱里，它就不会是冷的。它是从这个世界这个室温吸取温度。
And I think that's like it is as a Christian, where, you know, the Bible talks about don't being room temperature. I think we're hot as Christians, but if we're in the world and we try to do both at the same time, we become just like the world and we assume room temperature, the same temperature as the environment around us.
就好像说基督徒的生命也是一样，如果你只是放眼花很多精力在追求世界上的事情属世的眼光的话，那么我们也就失去了做基督徒应该有的火热。
And when we are Christians are called to be hot, we're called to be different, we're called to affect the environment, not become the environment.
我们被神呼召成为基督徒以后，我们是应该有着火热的追求和心来传扬福音在这个世界当中，而不是被这个世界的温度渐渐的同化掉。
You see, God wants that all-out commitment from us.
神呼召我们，希望我们有这样的一个决心。
And there are many ways in our life that we can help play this out in a practical way.
也有很多时候，我们其实可以实行在日常生活当中。
And start thinking about the things that we hold on to.That aren't what God wants us to hold on to.
好像是说我们想花精力抓住的一些事情，其实是神不看重的。
There are many practical experiences and practical examples that I could share.
有很多事情我可以跟大家分享。
It may be a practice at work. Somebody at work may say, your boss may say, hey, we want you to do this for us. And you may go, in your mind, you may be saying, that's not right.But you rationalize and say, well, it's okay, right?
就是有的时候在公司，可能你的上司需要你做这样的事情，但是你明知道按照基督徒的衡量来说，这个是不对的，但是你可能会再三考虑到自己的饭碗，然后屈从。
In the earlier service, I talked about who you would marry. Do you marry somebody who's a believer?Or you go, well, it's okay, I know I'm a believer, but if they're not a believer, it's okay.
因为随从圣经的话，我们应该去结婚的对象是基督徒，但是有的时候在自己的身上，有的时候会看到说，其实不相信也没有太大关系。
And we say, well, they look nice, they have a lot of money, they have a good job, it's going to be okay.
因为他们的因为这个配偶这个条件各方面都太好，太优越了，所以其实不是基督徒也无所谓。
But at the end, that's just asking for scrambled eggs.
所以到最后，那个其实就是迁就，然后吃了这个煎炒鸡蛋。
Sometimes we choose to put ourselves in an environment that's not a God-friendly environment.
有的时候我们把自己放在一个其实神不喜悦的一个环境当中。
For the sake of success.
因为要追求成功。
We may put ourselves in a college that we may not, that may not be the right college for us because we know the college environment at that particular school is not godly.
有的时候我们在追求学业的时候明知道这个学校当中的很多价值观是违背圣经和神的，但是我们还是去了。
But we rationalize and say, well, help us get a good job. It'll give us a good career. We'll have a good name. And yet we've compromised ourselves.
因为那个学校有很好的名声，将来毕业以后很好找工作，所以因为这些我们将就还是要去那个学校。
That's not necessarily bad to go to a college like that, but understand what's going to happen there is not necessarily good.
并不是说一定不能去这样的学校，但是就是说在这个学校求学当中会发生什么就不得而知了。
And we can look at any area of our life and say this is not, this is compromised from what we watch on TV to what we take in our minds. All these kind of things affect us and cause us to compromise and cause us to be lukewarm Christians.
在当今的各种的媒介，无论是电视，无论是新闻，我们会常常碰到有挑战性的这些东西，那慢慢的我们就被同化了，变成了不冷不热的基督徒。
And God wants us to take us all the way from Ur, all the way into the Promised Land.
就好像神希望我们从乌尔离开乌尔去到应许地。
It may seem okay to stop halfway in Haran.
在哈兰其实停留看起来是个不错的选择。
Because it's a great place to be.And kind of play both sides. I can be godly, but also, you know, it's, I can have all the stuff the world offers, and I can play right there.
因为在那里环境优越，而且也其实也离开了神要你离开的，不敬拜神的地方，看起来是一个合理的选择。
But God wants us to get the omelet. He doesn't want you to settle for bland scrambled eggs. He wants you to get Pee-wee's omelet.The God's Pee-wee's omelet, that's what God has for each one of us if we seek his face and follow after him and move all the way to the promised land that he promised for us. Let's pray. Go ahead, you can share.
但是神其实真正用今天的鸡蛋来做引子的话，神让我们想给我们上好的 omelet, 但是我们因为我们自己迁就，所以只拿到了很平凡的煎鸡蛋。神让我们去的是应许地，所以我们就不应该在中间做停留。
Father, we thank you.
谢谢神。
And we thank you that you have called us to be separate from this world.
谢谢您在这个世界当中拣选我们。
Father, you've told us that we are foreigners passing through a strange land.
您告诫我们在这个世界上只是一个客旅。
Lord, help us not to get too comfortable in this place.
让我们警醒，不要在这个世界上只是太追求平安。
Lord, help us not to be the same temperature as our culture.
不是要跟着这个世界随波逐流。
Understanding that our land, our culture is out of this planet.
知道我们其实我们基督徒追求的跟这个世界上是不一致的。
Lord, help us not to get sucked into the things of the world.
让我们不要过多的沉浸当中世界上的追求。
Lord, but help us to be that light that makes a difference. Help us to be that salt that is in the world that makes a difference in this world.
帮助我们在这个世界当中做盐做光。
And Lord, we pray that you would speak to us now.Through the rest of this day, as we go home this week, help us to see. Lord, just give us a vision as to how we need to align more with you. To help us to see where we've forgotten our first love, where we've become lukewarm.
求神借着今天的道，让我们在接下来的时间这一周都能够静心思想自己所追求的是什么，怎么样能够不要变成一个不冷不热的基督徒。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主的名求，阿门。